planning of the Lord. Who planted me? So am I presumptuous to say I'm a tree? I didn't ask to be a tree. He planted me. Now that I see it, I say, thank you so much for making me a tree. You get it? Being so falsely humble sometimes. We just, man, thank you for making me a tree. Thank you that I'm free from sin. Thank you that I'm made in your image. And who you are is in me. Whoa, sounds like a reason for a good day. We've got a reason for a bad day. I can't find one. I really can't. Look, if you're finding a reason for a bummer day, your eyes are off the gospel. Nothing that you experience in your day is greater than what he's accomplished towards you and for you and through you. The just live by. If you give yourself a reason for better, then your tongue will get manipulated and you'll start speaking death instead of life. And then when you get deep into the midst of it, you'll wonder why God is allowing all this, and maybe he's, and you won't even realize you've been played. We are major players in this gospel. We are major players because he created us in his image and told us to subdue. He didn't say be subdued. Subdue. That's why I feel passionate like I feel. Because we're in a war and we're called to win. He always causes us to triumph through Christ. And we've interpreted that as, well, if we die, at least we live. No, his kingdom's on the earth. As it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth, right? Come on. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. What rock? He's the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Well, banner over, how's it go? Banner over me is love. It works like that. It's been a while since I was in Sunday school. How is it, Pam? Come on up and show us. You back here, come on. You're back here laughing. I want to see it. Come on. You were enjoying that, weren't you? She's like, oh gosh. Look, upon this rock I'll build my, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Why? Because we're the aggressor. The gates are there to hold us back. And we bust through. And we've been deceived into thinking the devil's chasing us. Come on. It's all twisted. The Bible teaches we storm the gates. And yet he has us on the run. We're in the, just simply in the defensive. See, you hear a lot of people say, make sure you put on your armor. What about getting out your sword? Ooh. Come on. And the sword is the word of God. You know, you get out there, oh, protect me, Lord. You can actually go through and forget your sword and think you put on the armor and be nothing but afraid of your day. Because all you're worried about is what might go wrong, and you're hoping you're protected. But if you get out your sword, you realize you got something in your hand that cuts off the head of the enemy. You've got something in your hand to fight with. You're not unarmed. You're not just at the mercy of the day. You're not just hoping God chooses to give you a good hand and you're just kind of like this. Whoa, it's almost evening and nothing really bad happened yet. You know, there's people that think that way and live that way. I pray it's a good day. I pray tomorrow's a better day. I pray God. What about putting on the sword or taking out the sword? That's an offensive weapon. You plunder the gates of hell. You see something that's not God and you go after it. That's not the way we're being taught in church. We're very taught to be very passive. Just kind of go to church. Don't make any noise. Don't ruffle any feathers. Just be kind of a good guy, Bob. If you see something that's not God and you see somebody in trouble, actually the Bible says we have the power to do something about it. We need to believe that, step out in that, not be afraid to fail. Because if you don't step out, you already have. I'm just talking real plain. Come on. Okay. I hope you're getting, it's kind of like scattergun in here a little bit. Okay, I want to establish something here. Well, let me look at this. I took you to Timothy, right? Well, we better